America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Araceli Gomez-Saldana, and this is The Rundown. Illinois' congressional delegation and healthcare organizations are sounding the alarm over cuts to social and medical services by the Trump administration. Cuts to Medicaid are already being considered, which would impact poor families. It will also impact those living with AIDS or HIV. Omar Martinez-Gonzalez with the AIDS Foundation of Chicago spoke at a press conference yesterday.
41% of people living with HIV in Illinois rely on Medicaid for their healthcare access, a number driven by Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act.
If the federal match drops below 90%, Illinois would automatically end Medicaid expansion. He says that would impact all Illinoisans. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says President Trump's cuts to the National Institutes of Health jeopardizes the well-being of Americans everywhere. Trump's cuts to NIH funding are currently held up in the courts, but if they do go through, universities would get way less money to cover the cost of running experiments and clinical trials. At a press conference yesterday, Durbin said that would disseminate developments of new treatments for life-threatening diseases.
At some point in your life, and it's already happened to me, you're going to be in a doctor's office with a diagnosis that scares the living hell out of you. And you're going to say to that doctor, is there anything to save the life of this person that I love so much? And you pray to God the answer is yes.
But the answers won't be yes, he says, unless research continues. Four former combat executives and lobbyists awaiting sentencing for bribery convictions want their case delayed based on a move by President Donald Trump. 2 years ago, a federal jury convicted four former high-ranking ComEd officials and lobbyists as part of a scheme to bribe then-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. The group has not been sentenced yet. Their lawyers say some of their convictions revolve around the federal anti-bribing law known as the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Last week, Trump paused enforcement of that act through an executive order. Defense attorneys in the ComEd case want a judge to delay the action so the attorney general can determine if Trump's order applies to the case here. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago opposes the defense motion, and a hearing is scheduled next week. This morning, Chicago is under a cold weather advisory with wind chills dropping to 20 to 30 degrees below zero. Robert Fieldman is an emergency medicine physician at Cook County Health. He says in these temperatures, frostbite can develop in as little as 10 to 15 minutes on some areas of the body, and certainly within half an hour.
It is important because that area might hurt initially, but then might go numb, and people won't realize it. I've seen some really severe injuries over the years from people who kept working outside, initially had some pain, but then it stopped hurting and they just didn't think about it.
Fieldman recommends checking in with neighbors and older adults. He says the severely cold temperatures can be dangerous, especially for people with pre-existing conditions like diabetes, poor blood circulation, or heart problems. Other things you should know about today, Illinois drivers should prepare their vehicles for an emergency as cold weather moves in. AAA recommends drivers stock their cars with an emergency kit with extra socks, warm clothing, along with cell phone chargers, water, and snacks. They also recommend making sure the gas tank is at least half full, tires are properly inflated, and wipers are working. Checking your car's battery strength is also on the list. An international soybean research program at the University of Illinois is getting ready to close after the Trump administration put its federal funding on hold. The goal of the Soybean Innovation Lab was to develop the legumes market in Africa and study fungal diseases that could disseminate the crop if they arrived in the U.S. The lab is slated to close in mid-April if its funding is not restored. A look at weather. It's cold out there. A cold weather advisory is in effect until noon, with morning wind chills down to 25 below zero. It'll be partly sunny with a high around 12 above. Tonight, a low around 4 above. Wind chills down to 10 below. Wednesday, chance of afternoon flurries and a high near 15 degrees. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks for listening.